And so we want to service those people. Now, I have a two-pronged definition of customer service. It encompasses everything we just talked about, in fact, everything that we will talk about. Customer service is, first of all, finding a need and filling it. Finding a need and filling it. Despite what we might want to think, our customers don't walk in the door or call us on the phone because they want to see our shining faces and to hear our shining voices. Now, those things help them keep coming back. But they come to us, why? Because they have a challenge. They see us as the solution or possible solution to whatever that challenge may be. The second part of our definition is to do for the customer what we know they want done for them. Putting ourselves in their shoes. Doing for the customer what we know they want done for them. Now, many of us were taught the golden rule. That's exactly what that is. And so our goal is to find a need and fill it, and to do for those people what we know they want done for them. That's our focus. That's our goal. Now, the rest of this session is how in the world do we accomplish that and not go nuts in the process? So how do we accomplish this type of service toward all these people we mentioned just a couple moments ago? Well, we need to adopt something called fabled service. Nordstrom's made this famous. In fact, Betsy Sanders from Nordstrom is the person who wrote the book called Fabled Service. Now, Nordstrom does have this philosophy called fabled service, and they've pretty much reached it. Some time ago, a minister was in doing her Christmas shopping. And it's the sights and sounds of a Nordstrom's at Christmas time. The music in the air, the piano player playing the Christmas carols. The smells of the perfume that's in the store. The decorations just make it look so beautiful. Well, as this lady's doing her Christmas shopping, she noticed a homeless bag lady walk into the store. And she thought to herself, oh no, they're going to toss this lady out of here. Oh, it's going to be so embarrassing. Maybe I can soften it a little bit. So she decided to follow this homeless bag lady around the store. And then when security would come up, she would try to soften the blow a little bit. But she was shocked at what she saw. This bag lady walked up to a clerk. And she said to this young sales clerk, I'd like to try on some evening dresses. The young clerk said, well, sure. They found out what size she was. They went back and got all these dresses, brought them out to the lady. They tried them on. They told her which ones looked the best on her. And when they had tried all these dresses on, the bag lady thanked the young clerk and walked out of the store. Now, the lady in there doing her Christmas shopping was just dumbfounded at what she had just seen. I mean, what happened here? It's not like that person was a real customer. It's not like that person could have served Nordstrom at all. So why did they waste so much time on this person? And so the lady had to figure out what was going on. So she walked up to the young sales clerk and she said, I just witnessed what you just did. That lady couldn't have bought any of those dresses. Why did you spend so much time on that one person who wasn't really a customer? And the young sales clerk said, because it's my job. My job is to serve and to be kind. Listen to those words. My job is to serve and to be kind. Do you notice she didn't say, my job is to sell dresses? Did you notice that no manager came up to that young clerk and said, you're wasting too much time? One of the things that irritates me the most as I teach customer service across the country is when somebody will come up to me and they have a quota that they have to have. I have to get X amount of calls in a day. I have to get X amount of calls in an hour. I have to do such and such in an hour. And it's kind of like, well, where's the quality? It's not there. Then what good is the quota? I'd rather have somebody spend quality time with a few customers than get a million of them out the door who never want to come back. We have to make sure we have that quality time to serve and to be kind. Does Nordstrom sell a lot of dresses? Yeah. They sell lots of dresses. A lady came up to me one time after I had shared this story in a seminar, and she said, let me tell you what happened to Nordstrom's with me and my friend. Her friend has a particular challenge in terms of her feet are two different sizes. And so you can imagine it'd be very, very expensive to buy shoes because you have to buy two pair of shoes every time you want one pair that fits. And she was used to that, so she didn't have any shoes. But they were out shoe shopping at Nordstrom. And they explained the situation to the clerk at Nordstrom. They said, you don't have to buy two pairs of shoes. You know, that's such a waste. We'll find a shoe that fits each one of your feet, and you only have to buy one pair. Well, obviously the lady was thrilled. And they inquired, you know, how can you guys afford to just throw shoes away because I'm only needing one out of two pairs? And they go, oh, it's not wasted. We want to service you. And by the way, you know what we do with those extra pairs? We give them to people who have prosthesis. Wow. You want to know why they're number one? Right there is why they're number one. To serve and to be kind. That's our job.